In today's show, Google teaches its cars to drive more aggressively. Lincoln ranks higher than Audi in China. And how speculators hope to make a killing off Takata's misfortunes. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 4th, 2014. One of the things that Google has learned from testing its autonomous cars is that they have to learn how to drive more aggressively. It's now programming them to inch forward at four-way intersections, to get closer to the car in front of them so someone else doesn't cut in, and to stay out of another car's blind spot. In short, they're teaching their cars to drive more like human beings and using more body language to signal what they're going to do. Nathaniel Fairfield, a technical leader at Google, came up with this gem of a statement. If you're always yielding and conservative, basically everybody will just stomp on you all day. Looks like Lincoln could find the welcome mat laid out for it in China. Kumar Galhotra, the president of Lincoln, says that in a study of Chinese luxury buyers that the company conducted, Lincoln was rated ahead of Audi and equal to Lexus in terms of brand prestige. Galhotra says that Chinese luxury buyers perceive Lincoln to be presidential, not because it's named after a famous U.S. president, but because Lincolns were presidential limousines for so many years. In fact, Lincoln's concierge service is not called Black Label in China like it is in the United States. In China, they call it presidential. Hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours tonight. Our guest is Camillo Pardo, designer of the Ford GT and winner of the reality TV show Motor City Masters. He knows cars and he knows design, and this will be a fun show. Still to come, speculators hope to make a killing off Takata's misfortunes. Honda comes out with a cool little dinky car and some ideas of how to bring more fans back to motor racing.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Takata, the supplier company that's getting hammered because of defective airbags, has seen its stock plummet 57% so far this year. Now Bloomberg reports that selling the stock short has hit record levels. Everyone knows that you can make money investing in stock when the stock price goes up, but you can also make money when the stock price goes down by buying puts, also called shorting the stock. And here's how it works. You think Takata stock is going to go down, so you pay a small fee to borrow someone else's shares, and then you sell them immediately. If and when the price goes down, you buy shares and return them to the original owner, and you pocket the difference in the price. But if the price does not go down, you lose, just like all those bears who have been shorting Tesla stock. There's some of us out there that the more quirky a car looks, the more we like it. And what better place to look for quirky cars than to Japan's K cars? As Autoblog reports, Honda just rolled out the newest vehicle called the N-Box Slash. Despite its dinky size, it's got five doors and seats four passengers. To us, it kind of looks like a smaller version of the Element, but with retro styling. I know there's a lot of you out there that would like to see these cars make their way to other markets, but these things would fold up like a wad of paper if you flung them into one of our barrier tests. Hey, coming up next, fewer and fewer fans are watching car races at tracks or on TV. Let's talk about how to fix that.
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride, and they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
Last year, Formula One lost 50 million viewers worldwide. And that's what they publicly admit to. This year, big patches of empty grandstands were a common sight at NASCAR races. And while IndyCar ratings are up, they're nowhere near what they used to be. Clearly, motor racing is not attracting a new generation of fans. So I've been asking people in the know what they would do about it, and I've got some ideas of my own. Last month, I had the opportunity to have lunch with motor racing legend Dan Gurney, who both raced and built cars for Indy and Formula One. I asked him why he thinks people are losing interest. His opinion is that today's drivers don't have to drive as hard as they did in his day. And he's right. At speedways like Indianapolis and Talladega, the drivers can lap the entire track without ever lifting or downshifting or even using the brakes. Gurney's solution? Take the wings off the cars, he told me. That would force drivers to back out of the gas going into turns and would show who has the top skills to handle their machines. It would also result in lower speeds because drivers could not count on downforce to get them through the turns. It would also create more passing opportunities rather than the follow the leader parade that we see so often. Meanwhile, NASCAR just has too many races, and they last too long. With pre-race and post-race coverage, you'd better be ready to devote 5 hours of TV watching for 38 weekends a year. That's one of the longest seasons of any sport. NASCAR can't seem to bring itself to cut back on racing dates. So here's my idea. Give the fans even more racing. I would hold 2 20-minute qualifying races with half the field in each race, similar to the Daytona qualifying duels, but shorter. And then I'd follow that up with a feature race that runs 2 hours long. That would give fans and TV viewers 3 races in a 3-hour window. Sure, you want to keep a few 500-milers, like Daytona and Darlington, but you want to make them very exclusive. And oh yeah, pull the back spoilers off of those cars too. I believe these changes would generate a lot of excitement. But that's what I think. What would you do? Let me know in the comments section at autoline.tv. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.